You're a captain in the Illinois National Guard.
That's correct, yes.
And you're a concert pianist.
Yes.
That must keep you very, very busy.
It does. And married too, so it's all a lot of work, but it's one helps the other. The Illinois National Guard makes you more resilient. It helps me to work on my civilian career in performing. So it comes in handy when I'm actually doing that. But the schedule and stuff like that, it's fairly flexible, so it works around, and I can usually get everything done that I need to.
And being a concert pianist, this is not just like playing with a band on a weekend. This is a full profession.
It is. It is. But it's very pleasing, though. There is a lot of scrutiny for being a classical pianist, and I'm sure for everything else, too. But, of course, for classical pianists, we're always looked upon to play no perfect performances. If this performance doesn't sound like the recording, then it's just not going to work. The audience is really looking for that, and there's a lot of critical feedback that goes into it. But the reward is that you get to express great music that keeps on living throughout the ages. And I think that one of my biggest things as a pianist is to bring back the great composers, Beethoven and Mozart and such. And we have a wonderful opportunity to do that by playing their music, which is just monumental.
For those people who are not familiar with you, can you give us a little background on what brought you to the piano and then what brought you to the National Guard?
I actually started playing the piano. My father would argue at about 4, which we got into many arguments. But I don't remember all the way back then. I don't think you could reach the pedals at that point. But I think that when I turned 7, he asked me, "Would you like to take piano lessons now seriously and look at this something?" And I said, "Well, that sounds cool." And I think that things just transpired from that, and I just started playing at that point and getting better and better, and it was something that I fell at home with. I've always kind of was the center of attention in the family, and being a pianist, you kind of are the center of attention, especially if you're doing a solo piano recital. So it really felt, you know, it was a way to convey emotion. And I think when I started getting older, I think my father would say to me, he said, "You know, you can convey yourself in a lot of, you can't do that in writing, but you can do that by the piano and your music. You actually can convey what you're feeling. You need to stick with it." So, as far as the Army is concerned, in 2003, I went back to California from Illinois, where I was doing my studies as a doctoral student, and I took some time off. My father actually was sick at that point, so I actually went home, and that's where he lives. And I joined up the National Guard. I always was interested in the Army. A lot of my friends were in the Army. And I was just always fascinated by the ranks and watching movies. So that was kind of what got me into it, not to mention the fact that you get the adventure of throwing hand grenades and doing all kinds of stuff that I don't think, you know, what, 90% of the country would never do. And I think that was, you know, that was appealing to me. And also giving back for our country.
But it also seems a very small percentage of people can be concert pianists as well. I mean, how do you get noticed and get to that level of this caliber?
It's a lot of hard work. I guess you could say it's fun, but then it has its seriousness to it. At first, you have to kind of figure out for entertainment, for especially classical pianists, it's even more difficult because the fact is that we're not rock stars where you can get an agent and you're going to sign up and you're going to get $3 million a year. You know, blah, blah, blah. We actually have you all signed up. You're ready to go. Concert pianists, we actually have to get out there and sometimes make our own concerts happen. And that makes it even more difficult in that sense to get noticed. And what happens is that you get articles out there, you keep on entering piano competitions, and finally you get recognition for those things. People call you up and they, you know, you're in this competition. So it's a thing that you have to keep striving regardless of how much failure happens. I guess you can say that's also a soldier mentality. We have a thing that we never quit. You know, we always keep going. And especially if you're very passionate about something like this, you have to keep persevering and you have to keep working at what you do. Just your technique alone is not going to be fixed in one day. It's almost a lifetime journey that you're always fixing things to make them better so that the audience can, you can express more, you can give more to the audience. And that, I think, is pretty much my journey.
So tell us a little bit about this event in New York that you're there for.
Okay, this is actually, it's the Alexander and Bruno Festival. This actually was the affiliated with the competition I won in 2011. They invited me to come out here and do a festival, partake in a festival. And what happens is it's a week of master classes where you work with the teachers on the faculty here, and you just keep on improving your craft. And at the end of this week, they host a panel recital here at Steinway Hall, and that's going to be on Friday at 2:30. And what that gives us an opportunity to do as artists is to get noticed out there, especially in New York. It's actually a wonderful experience.